Since I've admitted to myself who and what I am, I've never been happier.
That's Janelle Fisher of La Crosse. She began her transition from living as a man to a woman about 3 years ago. Fisher says it was difficult finding doctors locally who could help her through the process. A lack of education and awareness in the medical community is one reason UW-La Crosse Pride Center Director Will Van Rosenbeek helped set up this conference.
There have been many people that have been interested in transitioning or interested in talking to somebody about that, and it's been difficult to make referrals locally, especially for somebody who is interested in maybe for the first time going on hormones or find a physician that has had that experience.
La Crosse Gunderson Lutheran physician Amanda Strozall agrees.
There's that need for more physicians to have an understanding of what the special needs are for people who are transgender, transsexual.
Madison physician Paul Wirch is on the American Medical Association's advisory committee for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender issues. He says the need isn't going unnoticed.
The AME is working to do a survey of medical schools to see how their curriculum teaches gay and lesbian issues and bisexual and transgender, because we generally don't know. I don't think there's any place you can look to right now and see how the schools do it. And obviously some schools are probably doing a much better job than others. And once we learn how it's being done well, we can pass on best practices and let other schools do better.
This is the first time UWL has held such an event. Van Rosenbeek says 60 people turned out. He hopes they will host more conferences in the future. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.